Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry, reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋, by 孟希时, Chapter 92. Translation is by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. Shen Xiao brought Yuan Song up the mountain. Yan Wushi was always behind him, neither too far nor too close. The entire while, he was gazing to his right and his left in a very relaxed and leisurely manner. After the great changes that had befallen Bi Xiazong, the remaining manpower was very few in number. It was a necessity for the sect to carry out patrols all around, hence even the person on sentry duty at the foot of the mountain could not be relieved from his post. Shen Xiao's journey had been smooth and unimpeded until they had almost reached the gate. Only then did they see someone walk over to them whilst carrying a sword. "Which Gao Ren has arrived to honor Bi Xiazong with their presence?" After the other party had finished speaking, he saw that it was Shen Xiao, causing his expression to immediately change from guarded to ecstatic. Even his manner of speech was completely different from that of a moment ago. "Shen Daozhang, it's you!" Shen Xiao smiled and said, "Yuan Bai, your martial arts have improved again. It is truly something to celebrate." Fan Yuan Bai is Ye Kun Shi's disciple, and as such he could be considered as Shen Xiao's wanbei. Hence, calling him directly by his name would not be considered inappropriate. In the past, the majority of Bi Xiazong had witnessed Shen Xiao's battle with Kun Ye and were very much aware of his capabilities. Upon hearing Shen Xiao's words, Fan Yuanbai was even more delighted. "Many thanks to Shen Daozhang for his praise. Please enter. Shi Zun and Zhangmen Shi Shu have been thinking of you. After you left, they hadn't heard news of you for some time, so they had sent people to try and find out news concerning you. We had heard that whilst in Chang'an you had faced off against two elders of He Huanzong and they'd perished under your sword. Everyone in Bi Xiazong was overjoyed at this. You are truly very formidable." He usually didn't speak much with outsiders, but once he became acquainted with someone, he had a tendency to chatter on endlessly. Shen Xiao smiled until his eyes crinkled whilst listening. He did not interrupt, letting him speak to his heart's content. Bi Xiazong had lost so many disciples, but the hearts of those who remained became more united. Even after so much loss, and experiencing grief and sorrow, everyone still had smiles on their faces, and the relationships with one another became more harmonious in nature. The disciples that he encountered along the way were so few, they were like two or three little kittens. Shen Xiao had performed a great meritorious service towards Bi Xiazong when he saved them from a desperate crisis. In return, whenever any of them saw Shen Xiao, they would react in the same way that Fan Yuanbai had. And on account of being Shen Xiao's companions, neither Yan Wushi nor Yu Wensong were subjected to questioning as they accompanied him up the mountain. It was just that Yan Wushi's appearance was too ostentatious. Tai Yao Yan La. And he inevitably became subject of countless looks of both curiosity and scrutiny. In contrast, Yu Wensong was rather inconspicuous. Zhao Chiying coincidentally happened to be holding a discussion with Ye Kunshi at the time. Upon hearing of Shen Xiao's arrival, she hurried out to personally welcome him. Although they had parted for some time, Zhao Chiying's graceful demeanor remained as elegant as ever. Her appearance could not be considered as peerless beauty. Rather, her kind of beauty was one of delicate refinement. Her status as a sect leader had also imbued her with an air of majestic poise and grace, something that few women would possess. This bold and tolerant demeanor was something Shen Xiao had not seen even in Yuan Xiuxiu, the leader of He Huanzong. Zhao Chiying smiled as she arched her hands in greeting. "Shen Daozhang has finally returned. Taishan is located on the coast of the East China Sea and is thousands of miles away from Chang'an, so news is slow to arrive here. We have only recently heard how you had faced off against three enemies in Chang'an, and were just now toppling over news of Shen Daozhang's elegant bearing, and did not expect that when we were speaking of Cao Cao that Cao Cao himself would actually arrive."
"Shuo Cao Cao, Cao Cao jiu dao."
Shen Xiao returned to greeting. "I've left for quite some time, leaving Shi Wu in your care. I've inconvenienced Zhao Zongzhu and everyone else here." 赵迟盈。沈道长 speaks too seriously. Shi Wu is a good child. Although he is young, he is remarkably self-disciplined and does not need to be urged on by others before he acts. Every day, before daybreak, he would always participate in the morning classes with the other disciples in Bixiazong, and he is extremely diligent in his studies. Shen Xiao was very relieved upon hearing these words and continued to make small talk with Ye Kunshi. Zhao Chiying had already noticed the two people standing behind Shen Xiao, one big and one small. At this time, she asked with a smile, "I wonder who these two might be?" Shen Xiao lightly coughed, replying, "One is Huan Yue Zong's Dong Zhu, and the other is Yu Wen Song. He is the child I brought from Chang'an." Coming from Chang'an and bearing the surname of Yu Wen, as long as one has heard the news about Shen Xiao fighting the He Huan Zong and rescuing the orphan child of the Yu Wen family from the midst of thousands of armed soldiers, it would not be difficult to guess Yu Wen Song's identity. However, everyone's attention was focused on the first part of his sentence. "A person's reputation follows him like the shadow of a tree. Once the identity of the Huan Yue Zong Zongzhu was made known, everyone's heart slightly shook in surprise. The curious gazes directed at Yan Wushi became complicated. Some were filled with awe and respect, some with shock and fear, and others with disbelief. The variations in reactions were innumerable. Most of the Bixiazong disciples have never seen Yan Wushi in person. This, however, did not prevent them from having heard of the countless tales about Yan Wushi. To them, Qi Fengge and Cui You Wang had already become figures of legend and myth. Yan Wushi, who had battled these two and nearly fought them to a draw, and was said to have been evenly matched with them in terms of strength, was swiftly on his way to becoming a legendary existence as well. In the midst of these varied gazes and considering glances, Yan Wushi stood with his hands behind his back, his expression fully relaxed. He did not feel the least bit uncomfortable and seemed to be accustomed to it. Shen Xiao had descended the mountain to save people, and along the way, he went through all kinds of ups and downs and other hurdles. Zhao Chiying had heard of them somewhat, but since she resided too far away, the news was not very detailed. She had not expected that when Shen Xiao had left to save someone, he would also bring that someone back with him. She was momentarily surprised, and after coming back to her senses, she arched her hands in greeting. "I have long heard of Yan Zongzhu's illustrious name. Zhao Chiying of Bixiazong humbly welcomes Yan Zongzhu to grace us with his venerable presence. Our sect is of humble origins and low status. So if our hospitality is lacking in any way, I respectfully request for your forbearance." Given Zhao Chiying's status as the leader of Bixiazong, the attitude that she was currently displaying could be considered to be extremely solemn and graciously polite. After all, Yan Wushi was well known for his volatile moods and reputation for intemperance. Zhao Chiying was unwilling to antagonize him over potential inattention to small details. Yan Wushi replied, "Zhao Zongzhu presides over matters with both fairness and rigor. I have long heard of you." On the way here, A Qiao had repeatedly praised Zhao Zongzhu. "After meeting you in person today, I can see that your reputation indeed precedes you. I hope that my unexpected visit will not inconvenience or trouble Zhao Zongzhu." "Yi, this response is rather normal." Not only was Zhao Chiying surprised, even Shen Qiao was a little taken aback. At this moment, Yan Wushi was slightly smiling, his manner gentle and courteous. His entire figure exuded a congenial temperament, with nary a trace of the trademark arrogance and contempt typical of members of the demonic sects. Although his form of address, "A Qiao," sounded a little too intimate, Shen Xiao was already inured to it after having heard it so many times before. The bystanders found it a little odd, yet they couldn't put a finger on why. In the end, they just assumed that Shen Xiao and Huan Yue Zong Zongzhu simply had an extraordinarily good relationship. With such a good start, all the events that followed also went smoothly. After they performed the necessary courtesies, they each took their own seats. After hearing of the news, Shi Wu ran over. The reunion between the master and his disciple was a touching scene. Shi Wu was extremely emotional and ignored the onlookers as he threw himself into Shen Xiao's arms. Shen Xiao noticed that Shi Wu had grown somewhat and felt comforted and relieved. Yu Wensong watched from the side, observing his future Shi Xiong. He was curious, but also slightly disappointed. The other party was clearly older than him, yet his actions and behavior were obviously softer and weaker than his own. He was so overly reliant on Shi Zun. When would he become independent and stand on his own? He had forgotten how, after they had left Chang'an, he had also spent the next few days in a state of anxiety and uncertainty. Every night, he had needed to see Shen Xiao's figure before he was able to sleep peacefully. Putting aside these childish matters for the time being, Zhao Chiying said to Shen Xiao, Shen Daozhang's return is most timely. Bixia Zong's population has been in decline, and it is urgent that we take in new disciples. My Shi Xiong and I were commiserating together on this matter, and I wonder if Shen Daozhang would join us in deliberating the issue. Yue Kunshi tactfully spoke, Zongzhu, Shen Daozhang has traveled from afar and has only just arrived. He must be tired from the rigors of traveling. Wouldn't it be better to let him rest first before we continue our discussion? Zhao Chiying felt a little embarrassed at this reminder. Shi Xiong is right. It was I who was overly anxious. Let Yuan Bai bring them to rest first. Would it be acceptable to Shen Daozhang if you stayed in the same house you resided in last time? Shen Xiao nodded in agreement. That would be excellent. We have already troubled Zhao Zongzhu. Qilang can stay next to Shi Wu. It would also be convenient for them to get to know one another and build their relationship. Zhao Chiying replied, That's good. At the eastern gate of our sect, there is a bamboo building reserved for our guests of honor. If Yan Zongzhu does not disdain it, he can stay there. The house where Shen Xiao had previously stayed at was where the sect elders lived. This showed that Bixia Zong did not see him as an outsider. However, if they let Yan Wushi stay there as well, it might come across as a lack of hospitality on their part. Yan Wushi replied, No need for such trouble. I can stay at A Qiao's place. Zhao Qing's expression froze. Ah? Won't this be rather inconvenient? Yan Wushi raised an eyebrow. What is inconvenient about it? While we were traveling, we also had such an arrangement. This venerable one has stayed in the same room with him more times than I can count. While it was not untrue, when it came from his mouth it seemed to have a different flavor. Shen Xiao couldn't refrain from speaking up. While traveling, expediency takes precedence, so it was not an issue. At this time, Yan Zongzhu can live more comfortably. If you decline this offer, it would actually go against Zhao Zongzhu's good intentions. Yan Wushi, No matter. My relationship with A Qiao is not an ordinary one, given that he views Bixia Zong in a favorable light. There is no need to treat this venerable one as an outsider. A more casual approach is sufficient. Isn't there even a single empty house close to his? Although he smiled as he spoke, Zhao Qing was able to clearly discern the intimidation and coercion within those words. Under his gaze, even her scalp felt uncomfortably tight. Without pausing to continue further, her words tumbled out, That there is... Yan Wushu smiled lightly. Then the matter is settled. This smile was different from the one of a moment ago, and Zhao Qing could distinctly feel that the psychological pressure placed on her had lessened somewhat. She breathed a sigh of relief and hurriedly called for Fan Yuanbai to have him take them to their lodgings to rest. Once Shen Xiao and the others had left, only the martial brother and sister remained within the council chamber. Yue Kunshi revealed an expression of being relieved from a heavy burden. Whomever Yan Zongzhu wants to live next door to, just let him be. it's not like there aren't any vacant houses nearby. I also noticed that Shen Daozhang didn't explicitly oppose it, which shows his acquiescence. Earlier I'd wanted to persuade you not to go against Yan Zongzhu's wishes, but who'd have thought that I was almost unable to speak in his presence?
He did not know that the reason that Shen Qiao did not persist in his objections was because Shen Qiao knew that it was useless to protest.
Zhao Qiying forced a wry smile.
Shi Xiong can feel free to poke fun at me, but my thoughts are the same. Bi Xia Zong and Huan Yue Zong have never had any kind of relations with one another. This small temple cannot accommodate such a great Buddha. I have no idea what his intentions are on coming here.
Would he harbor any harmful intentions towards Bi Xia Zong?
Ye Kunshi looked at it from another perspective and said, if Shen Daozhang were to stay here for an extended period of time, I expect that there wouldn't be any issue. It's said that Yan Wushi has a capricious temperament, so we just have to be a little more cautious and instruct our disciples to be more prudent and discreet with their words and actions as to avoid offending him.
Zhao Qiying nodded in assent. That is true.
Fan Yuan and Bai brought Shen Qiao and the others to the house where they could unpack and rest. This building was maintained regularly throughout the year. As such, it was extremely clean. There were some water bamboo and bluegrass orchids placed inside the house, giving it an especially elegant and beautiful atmosphere.
If Yan Zongzhu and Shen Daozhang need anything, please just send word. I am always at your service.
Fan Yuan Bai had originally wanted to speak with Shen Qiao further, but upon seeing Yan Wushi standing at the side, he wasn't able to speak further. He could only finish his words in a dull manner, hurriedly ending the conversation before fleeing in a panic. Shi Wu was still quite young and wasn't particularly perceptive. It had been difficult for him to wait until Shen Qiao had finished his conversation with Zhao Qiying for them to have the time to reminisce about the past. Even though Yan Wushi and Yu Wensong were still standing in the same room, it didn't prevent him from tugging at Shen Qiao and voicing his feelings of longing.
Shi Zun, you have been away for too long. This disciple has missed you greatly.
Shen Qiao patted his head. Whilst I was traveling, this teacher has also thought of you. I've heard that you've been doing well in Bi Xia Zong, and it seems that you've grown taller too.
Shi Wu nodded somewhat shyly.
The Shi Xiong of Bi Xia Zong have treated me very well. After Shi Zun left, I practice my swordsmanship every day so I can live up to Shi Zun's expectations. Right now, I am able to wield the complete set of Changlang Jianfa.
These words brought with them a tone of childish coquettishness and an eagerness for praise.
Yu Wensong couldn't help but pout to himself.
In his heart, he thought, you're a few years older than me. Could it be that I will have to call you Shi Xiong in the future? Shen Qiao smiled.
Is that so? Then why don't you display it for me now to see?
Shi Wu hesitated.
Would it disturb Shi Zun's rest?
Shen Qiao, last night we rested below the mountain. Right now it's not yet noon. It is still quite early, and this teacher is not tired. Upon hearing these words, Shi Wu happily went to retrieve his sword. He had been studying swordsmanship for less than a year and could only be considered a beginner in the path of the sword, hence what he brought over was a wooden practice sword and not a real one. Under the attentive gazes of three people, he made a salute. He then stretched out his arms and used his sword to draw a flower in the air, and then demonstrated the starting forms. His hand rose and fell with the sword. Each and every form was measured and meticulous. His actions regulated and proper. One cannot say that the techniques were poorly executed, but it was not extraordinarily well performed either. In terms of natural talent, he was inferior to Yu Wensong. Shi Wu was self-aware and understood that his talents were merely ordinary, which is why he chose to double his own efforts during practice. He displayed both skill and proficiency in this set of sword arts.
Shi Zun, please instruct me.
Shi Wu put aside his sword and stood firmly, speaking in a serious tone. Shen Qiao was reluctant to discourage his spirit, hence he chose to speak of his merits first. Your movements are generally well-practiced and show a level of proficiency. I can see that you have been diligent in your practice and were not slacking off in the slightest. Afterwards, he said, however, with regards to the sword arts, some moves seem to have been executed incorrectly. In the future, this would have an impact on their power. This teacher has only demonstrated them to you once, so it is hard for you to memorize them in complete detail. I will demonstrate this set of sword arts again for you from the beginning to the end, so you should watch closely and compare it against your own. Shu solemnly replied, yes. Instead of using the Shanhe Tongbei Jian, Shen Qiao took the wooden sword from Shu's hands and smiled gently. The Canglang Jian Zhe are true to their name. The vast seas are boundless and the waves are fierce and rough. The Jieshi is submerged in the water's depths countless times. It reveals itself out of water's surface again and again. The splendor and magnificence of the sun's rays, the majestic power of the rolling waves of the sea. Such a grand and majestic scene. Anyone who practices this set of sword arts must be as broad-minded as the sea, able to encompass all rivers. Haina Bai Chuan. Only then would he be able to display its full essence. To climb Taishan and gaze at the Changhai, you should try to ascend to greater heights to be able to see further. In time, you will be able to find your own enlightenment and understanding. After speaking these words, he did not wait for Shu's response and raised his sword to begin. This same wooden sword, in the hands of two different people, could display completely different levels of power. If one considered how Shu had barely grasped the basics, this set of sword art seemed ordinary and uninteresting when performed by him. Yu Wensong had found it rather boring. However, as he watched Shen Qiao's hand rise and his sword descend, his eyes widened. He could hardly believe that both the former and latter were using the same set of sword arts. The wind that came forth from the sword swings, the layers upon layers of the sword's after images. Even though he was not using his Zhen Qi, the wooden sword seemed to still emit a lustrous brilliance that accompanied Shen Qiao's movements as he demonstrated each and every form. Yu Wensong could almost see the surging waves of the Changhai, the flying rain and the rain clouds, and the rainbow entering the waters. Within a thousand zhang of white waves, there was only a single person. There was only this person before his eyes, and there was only this person within heaven and earth. Even after the demonstration of sword arts had been completed and Shen Qiao stood still, Yu Wensong's eyes continued to see lingering after images of the earlier scene. Yan Wuxi said with a smile, A Qiao's achievements in the Tao of the Sword have reached a stage of wondrous perfection. Chu Sheng Ru Hua. One can say that you have attained the level of a grandmaster, Zong Shi. Shen Qiao smiled politely. Many thanks to Yan Zongzhu for his favor. His demonstration with the sword, of course, was not performed to garner appreciation from Yan Wuxi, but for Shu and Yu Wensong's benefit. Were you able to comprehend anything from it? Shu spoke in a sluggish tone. Please forgive this disciple for being clumsy with his words. I could only feel that my heart was surging in excitement like the tide, as if many things wanted to burst from my chest. However, I can't describe it in detail. Shen Xiao said gently, It's no matter. No one can achieve enlightenment from just one glance. Take your time to comprehend it. If there is anything you do not understand, just ask. Shi Wu respectfully agreed. Shen Qiao asked Yu Wensong, You have not yet formally joined the sect, and these past few days, you've only practiced a little meditation to replenish your spirit. If you aren't able to comment, it is fine.
My heart is filled with innumerable unspoken words numbering in the tens of thousands, but I can only summarize it with a few words. Yu Wen Song's manner of speech had always been sophisticated beyond his years, and Shen Qiao was amused by this. Which few words? Yu Wen Song replied, "As if the moon was shrouded with light clouds, gently and freely drifting like flowing breezes in the returning snow. Gazing at it from a distance, it is as bright and clean as the glow of the dawning sun. Upon a closer look, it is as dazzling as a blooming lotus in a clear pool of water." This was from Luo Shen Fu. More specifically, it was part of the poem that sang of the beauty of the eponymous nymph.
Shen Qiao,
he didn't know whether to laugh or cry at this, but he couldn't not say anything. Yu Wen Song had indeed grasped the contextual trace of the Changlang Jianzhue, specifically the aspect of the heart is magnificent and ever-changing, the sword is agile, floating elegantly. If one considers this aspect, Yu Wen Song's innate talent is indeed better than Shi Wu's. Yan Wu Shi sneered silently.
"He doesn't even have the foundations for practicing martial arts. Reciting the Luo Shen Fu is simply a matter of seeing what's on the surface and coming up with some clever tricks to show off. If this type of natural talent is only used for talking, it would be wasted. You should just let this venerable one grind and polish him into shape."
He didn't wait for a response before pressing a palm against Yu Wen Song's shoulder. Yu Wen Song's body involuntarily sank downwards, and then the acupoints on his upper body were tapped.
"Yan Zongzhu?"
Yu Wen Song stared dumbfounded, his mouth agape. He was unable to move at all and was forced to maintain this Zha Ma Bu. The worst part was that he still didn't know what he had said or done wrong. Yan Wu Shi saw that Shen Qiao was about to speak, and so gave him a half smile.
"To speak so frivolously towards one's shifu, even in the demonic sect like our Huan Yue Zong, this would warrant punishment. Ah, Qiao, you are way too gentle with how you teach your disciples. I can't help but teach them manners and discipline on your behalf."
Shen Qiao's expression was stern.
"Yan Zongzhu has finally decided to stop trying to steal my disciples?"
Yan Wu Shi leisurely and calmly replied,
"Out of consideration for his life, I will no longer fight with you over him. Otherwise, on the first day that this venerable one accepts him as a disciple, I would have already viciously killed him."
On the first day that they had met, with the exception of Shen Qiao and Shi Wu, no one else had witnessed how Yan Wu Shi treated Yu Wen Song. Therefore, the disciples of Bi Xia Zong assumed that Yan Wu Shi was a congenial person and was quite different from the rumors and legends. However, on the second day, they discovered how wrong they were. The disciples left their morning classes and assembled at the martial arts square en masse to practice and spar with one another. Yan Wu Shi stood at his side, with his hands folded behind his back. Even if it was Yue Kun Shi or Zhao Chi personally demonstrating their moves, he still noticed the flaws and delivered his critique in an airy and condescending tone. The Bi Xiaozong disciples were dissatisfied with his behavior and took the initiative to challenge him to a fight. As expected, he knocked them over one by one into the dust. In the end, even Zhao Qiying and Ye Kunshi were defeated by him. It was only at midday when Shen Qiao left seclusion that he heard news of what had happened and hurried over. Yan Wu Shi had already picked fights with the entirety of Bi Xiaozong. Of course, given Yan Zongzhu's capabilities, to absolutely annihilate someone's sect was no difficult feat. But what is all this about? You, a dignified Zongshi level expert, not finding someone your own level to spar with, but voluntarily picking on some small sect? It can't be that you're doing this to simply find some small sense of accomplishment and for your own amusement. Had it not been for Shen Qiao's presence, Bi Xiaozong would have thought that this person was here to zha changzi, or trash their territory.
While facing a ground littered with the remnants of a defeated army, Shen Qiao could only force a smile as he apologized to Zhao Chiying. Zhao Chiying was surprisingly gracious about it as she waved a hand and smiled. Yan Zongzhu just saw that our martial arts was lacking, and hence he lent a hand to impart some advice. Bi Xiazong is more than delighted to have such a fortuitous opportunity. After she said these words, everyone began to understand the point she was making. The majority of them would never reach the sect leader's level of martial arts in their lifetime, let alone come close to Yan Wuxi's level of skill, which was at the very pinnacle. Everyone admired and aspired towards the strong. To be able to spar with Yan Wuxi once, let's not speak of being beaten up or mocked for the lack of skill, even if they were to be severely injured, it would still be worth it. At least, their journey in the pursuit of martial arts would not have been in vain. As soon as this idea surfaced, the disciples' expressions changed from fear and dissatisfaction to reverent awe and yearning. Ye Kunshi had been holding his arms, lamenting that his shimei indeed had a demeanor befitting of a sect leader, when he heard someone quietly say, "Admiring someone in secret for 10 or 20 years, but ultimately not daring to speak up and declare his feelings. What's that like? This venerable one has never experienced it. Please enlighten me." These words were like an arrow to his heart, directly piercing that secret place buried deep within. Upon hearing this, Ye Kunshi was horrified. He felt his hair stand on end and a chill rush down his spine. His face paled. He immediately looked at Yan Wuxi as if he'd seen a ghost. Without even waiting for Ye Kunshi to speak, Shen Qiao pulled Yan Wuxi away. Yan Wuxi did not put up any resistance and allowed Shen Qiao to pull him aside, his countenance maintaining its previous arrogant smile. Shen Qiao held his forehead. Yan Zongzhu, could it be that you have a lot of time on your hands? Yan Wuxi asked curiously. How could I have any free time? Every day I have to tease you. And now, I have to instruct a pile of Fei Chai. I'm extremely busy. Shen Qiao pursed his lips and was speechless for a time. After he found his voice again, he said, "You should be in Chang'an, assisting the new emperor. Why did you make such a long journey of 1,000 li to follow me to Bi Xiazong? I expected the reason isn't so boring or trivial as to sightsee or make fun of the people around you. Even now, is Yan Zongzhu still unwilling to share his reasons with me?" Yan Wuxi replied, "If you change the way you address me, this venerable one will consider telling you. How about it?" Shen Qiao was confused. "How should I address you?" Yan Wuxi. "How about Yan Lang?" Shen Qiao thought to himself. "You really are just having fun at my expense." He turned around and left without saying a word.